I just want to stop and just say that this is beautiful. Worship has been amazing. I mean, the women. And so I just want to thank the Declare, like the team, because your heart, it's so true. Like all of the, I could cry talking about it, but God's presence is just here. And that is because you have welcomed him here and invited him here and did all of the work so that he can do the work here. So I just want to say thank you for your hearts in this. So I just want to take a few minutes because I'm just leading like the morning devo. So I just wanted to share. I was kind of praying about and thinking like, okay, Lord, like what is it that you want me to talk about or to share with the ladies here? Like, you know, just what? And there's this verse that kept coming to mind, and it's normally because this is what God does. This is the verse that he has been speaking to me on, and so I just want to share it with you for a minute. And it's Exodus 9:1. I put a little paper. Okay. So Exodus 9:1. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go into Pharaoh and say to him, 'This is what Yahweh, the God of the Hebrews, says. Let my people go so that they may worship me.'" Let my people go so that they may worship me. I'm going to assume, and if I'm assuming wrong, I'm so sorry, but I'm going to assume that most of us know that sounds a little familiar. Moses, Pharaoh, let my people go. We know what is happening in that particular part of the Bible, and just the Israelites, enslaved, you know, bondage, all of that. That's what's going on in that part of the Bible. And I just love the fact that God did not just give Moses the command to tell Pharaoh, "Let my people go." He wasn't just saying, "Let them go for freedom," like let give them freedom. But he was calling them to freedom for a purpose. And that purpose clear, just it's very clear, just so that they may worship me. He was calling them out of bondage, out of fear, wanted them to be able to worship freely, without distraction, without punishment. He wanted their undivided attention to worship him, to worship him. And that is what I feel so deep, that is what God is calling us to. He wants our undivided attention so that we can worship him. Oftentimes, and I can say this because I'm among my people, so when we're in this realm and trying to figure out what it is that God wants to do and what does he want to do with my writing and what does he want to do with my gifts and my talents and all those things, sometimes we get so distracted in the hunt, in the search for that, that we miss the point that God is actually just calling us to worship. He's calling us to worship. So I'll share a few years ago, I woke up in my bed, because that's normally where I wake up. And it was a Saturday morning, and I sat up in bed, and almost immediately, just tears. I just woke up and just started crying. None of this was abnormal, because I had been crying a lot lately and just feeling just off. God had called me home full time. I have four girls, and so I was home full time with them. I was also the person that lived in London and had these things I thought I wanted to do and to accomplish. And so when I was home full time with my four girls, it just was a season of what? And that's just how I felt all the time. What? So this morning I woke up with tears just kind of coming down my face, and I could hear my husband and my four girls in the kitchen area kind of just laughing and having a good time. They were 5, 3, and I have twins at the bottom, and so they were around 1. Years old, right, which is why most of the time I woke up crying, like, what? I love my kids. I love my family. I'm happy to be in a hotel last night. Right. So anyway, I woke up with all these, you know, just tears and just feeling like what? And could hear my husband and the girls just laughing and having a good time. And I sat in my bed and I just sat up and I just was like, Lord, what happened? What am I doing? And what are you doing with me? Like, this is not it. You know, I just thought like you had these plans for me, and I thought you had these things you wanted me to do, and now I'm just here with kids, and it's not good. Like I loved my family, but it just, you know, wanted something else. And I felt God saying to me that day, just in my heart, just kind of felt like he's like, Winter, like as I could hear my kids playing in my house, in the room next to me with my husband, he's like, you are surrounded by answered prayers. You are surrounded by things that I've given you that you'd asked me for. I grew up in a single home in Baltimore, Maryland, in the inner city. I wanted my life to look nothing like that. Prayed for a husband, a godly man. He gave me one. I prayed for healthy kids. He gave me four. I prayed for a house that we could all fit in, because as we grew, it got a little scary. Where are we going to go? He gave me that. I prayed. I was at a job that I felt like I'm not supposed to be here. I want to go home full time. I was home full time. And there I was, still sitting and crying about the life that he'd given me. And it was that moment that led me on a journey of what it really looks like in, to live our lives in worship, and to live our lives in a way that is complete worship to him. Romans 12:1 says, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, I urge you to present your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual worship. So that moment was a journey for me of trying, not doing it perfectly, and still not doing it perfectly, but being intentional about worshiping God with my life. That means fixing chicken nuggets unto him. That trying to sneak spinach in the spaghetti one more time so that they could have a vegetable, since they had pizza and frozen things all day long. But trying to do those things and figure out. And it wasn't until I stopped chasing and spinning and trying to make things happen. I had tried, but I was home. I'd done like a marketing little company and was doing some contract writing and just all these little things I was trying to make happen. And it wasn't until I completely surrendered my life in worship to him that he began to move and open doors and do things that I would have never thought to would happen or accomplish or do. And it wasn't until I was undistracted and gave him my undivided attention out of desperation and my undivided heart, and I was freed to worship. And that is my prayer for us today, tomorrow, and as we go forward. Like, yes, use your gifts and you know, grow your gifts and your talents and see what God wants to do with that. But oftentimes we become so enslaved and in bondage with the idea of trying to figure it out and trying to make it happen that we're just spinning in circles, just trying to make it happen, trying to make it happen. Who do I need to meet? Who do I need to talk to? What do I need to do? What do I need to do? And God is saying to us, give me your undivided attention. Be free to worship. Just worship me. And then watch him do whatever it is that he wants to do. It may be fixing chicken nuggets for 15 more years. It may be. But whatever it is, it's for him and his kingdom and what he wants to accomplish in your life. And he can't do that if we aren't free to worship. And so the same way that he was calling the Israelites out of slavery, it wasn't for the freedom's sake, and it wasn't so that they could live comfortably and enjoy life, but he was calling them out so that they could worship him. So I just encourage you, whatever the details are of your circumstances, whatever it looks like, just commit yourself to worshiping him in those things. It's just so hilarious to me that those four girls that I was on my bed crying about because I was home with them are the very same thing that God used to birth ministry and life into me and into us. So just don't get distracted by the details of the circumstances and try to figure out how to escape and get away from it and figure out this, and now I got to get past this. I thought I was waiting for my kids to get big and then I was going to worship God. You know, like I was going to get past this, and then it was going to be, this is what God has for me. And God is like, no, where you are right now, look around. I freed you. Now give me your undivided attention and your undivided heart to worship freely. And so that is my prayer for all of us, is that even while we're here, working on our talents and working on our gifts and growing ministries and doing things, that we just wouldn't get distracted by the reward or the punishment, that we would just stay free in our hearts and in our minds and stay focused on him and on worshiping him. That might not be devotional, but that's what I felt like he wanted me to say to you. So. Yeah, I'm done.